This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Jonathan Kuminga, he said yesterday, talking to the media, he doesn't know what the future holds right now.
I don't know what the future is going to be. It's something that any player would love to hear, you know, going to a different year. So I'm looking forward to that, and I know it's going to happen. Somebody's going to talk to me about how things will go next year. You know, I'm just looking forward to that. I don't know anything about what the future is holding for me. So, but I'm just looking forward to it.
So this season, the regular season, he averaged about 24 minutes, 15 points, shot 45% from the field, 30% from three-point land, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal, basically. So 15, 4, and 2 was the average for JK in about 24 minutes a game, Joe. Would you say this season for Kuminga, like, how would you define it? Let me just ask that. How would you define this season for Jonathan Kuminga?
For Kuminga? I mean,
right?
Erratic.
What was it?
Erratic.
Okay.
It's just he barely played at the beginning. Then he went on a little tear. Then they tried to they essentially tried to start him and bring Draymond off the bench. And they pulled the plug on that so quickly, which they always do because they always revert back to Draymond because they do whatever he wants, which is a whole separate thing that's been driving me nuts forever. And then Kuminga got hurt, and he missed a ton of time, and the team dramatically changed and became instantly better. So I think that his season, in a nutshell, was disappointing.
Disappointing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I think it started off weird, odd. Remember that Shams post benched with JK in there? Remember that? That was like at the start of the season. Everyone's like, oh my God, bench. No, Shams, why would you do something like that? How dare you? It's disrespectful. You're going to ruin this guy's confidence. It's just like, okay. And then he started getting his confidence. Then opportunities arose, and he played well, and he was playing well, and he was playing with Steph, and everything was okay. They were still around 500, but he was playing well. Not that it was necessarily translating to wins, but you saw maybe a future there. Then he gets hurt, and everything is just like, oh, God, where's the future of this team? They make the Jimmy Butler trade. Everything changes. How are you going to integrate? Like, then the conversation was what? Oh, I don't want JK coming back because he's going to ruin everything. That was a lot of talk. He's going to ruin everything. Not the opposite side. Like, oh, what if he could help? No, he's going to ruin everything. That was a conversation. Then he has a really good first game back against the Sacramento Kings where the Warriors blow him out. Then it's kind of up and down. There's some good. There's some bad. Just doesn't quite fit in with the Jimmy Butler era in Golden State. It just doesn't work, for whether that's on him, whether it's on Kerr. I can't tell you. It just didn't look right all the time. And he was coming back from major injury, so that's probably baked into it as well. And then, you know, the writing is on the wall. He's getting some DMPs and some crucial games here towards the end, whether it's the Clippers, whether it's the Grizzlies in a play-in scenario. Okay, this is what it's going to be like. All right, you better win without him, because there's going to be some question marks. One of your best athletes is going up against, you know, a young athletic team in the Houston Rockets, and we're not going to use him. Well, they ended up going up 3-1 against the Rockets, basically without him. And they win in seven. He gets a start in one of those games. And it is what it is. But his stock is still relatively low heading into the Timberwolves series. And then you steal game one, but you lose Steph. And then it's like, okay, we're going to need JK. And then he got some JK. Then Steve Kerr, instead of pulling him really quick, if you had some struggles, he went back to him. And what do you know? He went back to him, and he started succeeding, scoring the ball. He started to see the efficiency. He started to see the confidence. He was playing with aggression. He was playing, you know, not all over the place. He made some mistakes still, but we saw more decisive Jonathan Kuminga in these last four games in this Minnesota series. And I think that's going to be my lasting image of him. If this truly is it for him in Golden State, it's like, wow, he showed what maybe could have been, albeit without Steph. And you know what? Maybe that just tells me all I needed to know. Maybe with Steph, it just never was going to work with JK. And whether that's on coaching, the players, I don't know. But that's going to be my lasting image. What could have been with him and Steph potentially?
Well,
and what never was, really.
I would add Jordan Poole into that as well.
Mm.
There is an element that
they won a title, though. I'll say that. They didn't want it. Poole contributed on a championship team. So yeah, I did
no
see it, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, there's an element. No one wants to admit this out loud, so I guess I'll be the first to admit this out loud. There's an element that I ponder about all the time.
Shout out Christian.
And it's a very simple one. It's, did the vets feel threatened by some of the young players? And I'm not going to go as far as to say sabotage or anything like that.
Real quick, what do you mean by threatened?
Anyone who, because like, look, it is a salary cap league. Sure. So if you get paid, you know, X amount of dollars, there's only so much left for me here, right? And you go back to the Kevin Durant thing with Draymond Green in particular, and, you know, Kevin was up for an extension, and Draymond was up for an extension. And there's always in the NBA this kind of like dog-eat-dog world, and if you get your extension and there's no money left for me, you know, I'm going to be the one that has to bounce, and I got to go somewhere else. Like, there is a musical chairs element to how the NBA operates. The NFL is very similar. You saw this a couple of years ago with Charvarius Ward. He kind of knew the writing was on the wall, and then they go and sign D'Amino Lenore, and he was like, well, there's going to be no money for me,
right?
A lot of 49ers realize, oh, I better get my money right now because Brock Purdy's going to get paid, and if I don't get it here right now, then I'm going to be left without having any money.
Right, and Charvarius, obviously, his situation a little different compared to some of the other players, just what took place in his personal life, but that was standing, him not wanting to come back and all that. But continue.
Right. No doubt. There's no doubt. Seattle, when Russell Wilson, they knew Russell Wilson was going to get paid. Earl Thomas, you know, Richard Sherman, a lot of guys were furious because that meant no money for them.
Malcolm Smith, he was the Super Bowl MVP. He had to go elsewhere. The Raiders paid him a bunch of money.
Exactly.
He stunk.
And so there's
and he went like to the Niners and stunk.
There's a business element of there's only so much money, right? Which is totally understandable. Then there's the human element of, hey, I'm the one who put this thing together. Like, I'm Klay Thompson. You don't win anything without me, which I get. I get feeling that way. And there's a level of earned equity that you feel you've deserved, and respect. You know, Draymond Green, I put this thing together, and Steph Curry, I put this in. But there's also an element that I just ponder, like, anybody who threatened the money or the future of the team, it does feel like got isolated from the clique. And there has clearly been a clique on this org. And I get it. Like, they're champions. But there's been a clique for a long time. And it's Steph and Dre. And at one time, it was Clay. And then Clay found himself on the outside of the clique.
Right.
I've never felt like Wiggins was a threat to them. So I don't think he ever fell in or outside the clique. But I definitely got that feeling from Jordan Poole. And look, you could say that Jordan Poole and them, maybe they don't get along. Like, Kobe and Shaq didn't get along.
No.
They still made sweet music together. Like, has Looney always felt a part of the clique?
Yes.
Has GP2 always felt a part of the clique?
Yes.
Yeah, those guys aren't threats to the money and to the status and the playing time of some of these other guys. And I just ponder if that's an element that everyone's afraid to talk about. The Kuminga, Jordan Poole being seen more as a threat to the status and the money of everything that's going on to the veterans.
It's an interesting angle. It's very difficult for me.
Do I sound like super conspiracy theory guy?
A little bit, but also, like, the proof is in the pudding when it comes to some of the stuff that we've seen when it's the development of the young players. It's very odd at times. Now, what do they always fall back on? Oh, we believe we're a championship team, right? Well, that wasn't the expectations this year. Heading into the season, I already mentioned it. It wasn't a championship. It was just to play meaningful games. Whether that was a first-round series or not, I think that's what it was. It was basically, can we be a first-round series team?
Yeah.
That was it. Can we be the sixth seed? Right? We got into the first round and you played meaningful games and you won. But the expectations, like, halfway through Jimmy Butler was here, they sort of started to shift, right? Did they not? Mm-hmm. It was like, it shifted from, oh, wow, playoff team? Okay, I think we're going to be a playoff team. Can we go on a deep playoff run? Yeah, and obviously I poke fun at your thing. I think we could win a championship. But that was a legit thing. Like, we all thought, like, hey, if this breaks the right way, maybe they can win a championship. Oh, wait, the Lakers got bounced in round one? They're not as good as we think. Oh, LeBron and Luka? Oh, everyone's talking about there in that trade. No, maybe the trade is Jimmy Butler. Maybe we should be talking about that more. Take care of the Rockets. Oh, I don't know. We match up well against the Thunder. If they could beat the Nuggets. I don't know. So you started talking yourself into it. And so the expectations overall kind of shifted. And now the expectations heading into next season, are they championship? I'm not sure at this point. Is it still just meaningful basketball? I'm curious how Dubs fans feel about expectations now going forward coming out of this season. But your point is a good one when it comes to just the overall hierarchy of this mm-hmm. team and the message that it sends to younger players around the league. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure. But I do know now that it is a veteran, like, captain team. It's Steph, Draymond, and actually Jimmy, I think, is going to be one of the big voices on this team going forward. He's going to have a whole offseason. They'll have a group chat. They'll play dominoes, coffee. You know, I'm sure Pods is going to want to pick his brain. I'm sure Moody's going to want to pick his brain. But is Jimmy going to want to be that guy? Is he going to be the leader on this team? Does he want to be the leader on this team? Because he does have Draymond and Steph there already. I know he leads by example, and I've seen him on the bench, and that actually kind of was a refreshing thing. But I know how this ends with Jimmy Butler and elsewhere. Like, this was the honeymoon phase. Is it over now going for? I don't know. So there's still a lot of question marks.
You know, I think about how difficult it was for this team to move off Andre Iguodala. And Andre Iguodala was so savvy and understood what his value was. And he was very, how do I put this? He was very aware.
Calculated, I'd say.
Yes.
He's a very calculated individual.
How much money he would be getting, when he would be getting it, what he deemed his value was. And I think that had a lot of influence on some of the other guys. He saw, I think he was at a point in his career 5 to 10 years ahead of where Steph and Dre and Clay and these guys were at. And I do think that a lot of guys saw what ended up happening with Andre Iguodala as he had to go elsewhere to be able to get his money. And they couldn't marginalize Iggy financially and role-playing wise until he kind of left and came back.
Mm. No, it's a good point.
Like, and I feel like with Klay Thompson too, like, I didn't see a scenario where Klay could take less money and take on a different role within this organization. Because there's always going to be this, hey, I built this.
Right. No, there's going to be hard feelings.
And I get it. I'm not blaming them. Like, I'm trying to explain the psyche of how we get to where we are. The NBA player and how they feel is everything. Dame Lillard wanted out of Portland. He got out of Portland.
Giannis wants out of Milwaukee right now, and he's going to get out of Milwaukee.
Okay, like, you know, so very less.
Jimmy Butler wanted out of Miami. Exactly, he got out of Miami.
Exactly. And had to be talked into wanting to accept a deal with the Warriors. And why did he? Why did he play nice and accept it? Because they paid him.
Money, money, money.
They paid him a lot of
dollar,
money.
Dollar bills, y'all.
These are all just human elements that we all deal with in our own lives.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the Free Odyssey app and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. By the way, we've got Anthony Slater coming up 8:15 the next hour, our Warriors insider for The Athletic. We got Bonte Hill in studio 9 o'clock, and that's all courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. In the meantime, before we hit the break.
Joe, I do want to make this very clear. They don't get to play until they're 70 years old. So I understand the athlete trying to take control of their own career. Most of these guys don't have a choice of where they get drafted. Mm-hmm. Most of these guys don't have a choice of where their employment is or where they're living or wherever. And if you can build up the power to be able to have control of your career, whether it be status, influence, money, whatever, you have earned it, and I acknowledge that. And if anyone has earned influence, status, money, and power, it would be these handful of guys that have done this to this organization over the last 15 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.